Title: Deconstructing Bounce from Classic Jungle Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one is for the heads who already know how to make drums loud, clean, and technically correct, but you're chasing that other thing. The bounce. That classic jungle lurch where the groove feels like it's leaning forward and pulling back at the same time. And I want to get something clear right up front. Bounce is not just swing. Bounce is the relationship between microtiming, ghost notes, velocity shape, and how multiple layers argue with each other in a controlled way. If you treat it like one groove pool preset and call it a day, it'll sound polite. We're not making polite. We're building a loop that feels alive at 172. Let's set up the session in Ableton Live. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to roll, slow enough that microtiming has space to speak. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That way you can launch clips and a slash B without things tripping over themselves. Now create 5 tracks. Audio track 1. Break main. Audio track 2. Break tops or texture. Audio track 3. Room or trash layer. Optional, but very jungle if you want that extra grit. Then 2 MIDI tracks. MIDI 1. Kick and snare reinforcement. MIDI 2. Hats and perk ghosts. Before you do anything fancy, lock the downbeat. Jungle can get chaotic, but the listener's body needs a dependable one. So anytime you duplicate layers, especially the tops layer, always check that bar start lines up and feels consistent. Now step 1. Pick a break and warp it the jungle way. Drop a break sample onto break main. Amen style. Think, hot pants, anything with character. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve set to transients. Turn transient loop mode off. Usually that's cleaner for breaks. Then set the transient envelope somewhere around 15 to 35 as a starting range. Lower values feel tighter and more chopped. Higher values can smear into something smoother. Use your ears. Quick coach note. If beats mode loses punch, you might be tempted to jump to Complex Pro. Try not to, unless it's a longer loop that genuinely needs it. Classic jungle editing usually likes beats, because the transient snap survives. Now step 2, slice it to a drum rack so we can actually compose bounce. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Choose Slicing by Transient, create a drum rack, and pick the built-in preset if it asks. This is the turning point, because once it's sliced, bounce becomes something you can sculpt at the hit level. Reorder, ghost, nudge, and shape. You're not stuck dragging the whole loop around like one rigid object. Now step 3. Build the classic jungle skeleton. The two-step core. Open the MIDI clip that got created when you sliced. At this tempo, the classic backbone usually implies a kick on the first beat, and snares on beats 2 and 4. So your first job is simple. Find the cleanest snare slice in the rack, often the famous Amen snare, and place it solidly on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton's grid terms, that's bar 1, beat 2, and bar 1, beat 4. Then find a kick slice and place it on the downbeat, bar 1, beat 1. Optionally, add an extra kick around beat 3, somewhere like 3 and-ish. You can try placing it around 1.3.3 or 1.3.2 depending on your taste. Don't overthink it yet. Important: keep this first pass tight, close to the grid. We're building the spine first. The bounce comes from what we do next, not from starting messy. Now step 4, groove extraction, but the right way. Classic jungle swing is not MPC swing 54%. What you're hearing in those records is more like selective lateness and earliness, late hats, early ghosts, tiny dragged snares, little retrigger panics. It's a conversation. So if you have any break loop that already bounces the way you want, put it on an audio track. In the clip view, find groove and hit extract groove. Then open the groove pool. Apply that groove to your sliced MIDI clip. Now in the groove pool, set yourself a jungle-friendly starting point. Timing around 35 to 55%. Random around 3 to 8%. Just enough to demechanize. Velocity around 10 to 25%. Bass usually 1/16. If it starts over shuffling, try 1/8. But 1/16 is often the zone. And here's the discipline part. Don't commit yet. Keep it live. Adjust while you listen. Commit is for when you already know it's working. Now step 5. Microtiming. This is where the bounce actually comes from. Set your grid to 1/16, but temporarily disable snap so you can do fine moves. In live, that's the grid toggle, or you can hold the modifier key while dragging to get tiny offsets. Think in milliseconds, not in musical note values. We're not moving things to a different rhythm. We're moving things to a different feel. Here's a starting push-pull map you can try. Main snares on 2 and 4. Keep them on grid, or nudge them slightly late. like 3 to 8 milliseconds late. That tiny drag adds weight too much and it turns into a flam or just sounds sloppy, so stay subtle on anchors. Ghost snares right before the main snare, place them close to the end of beat 1 or beat 3, then nudge them early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds early. That creates a pull into the backbeat. It's like the groove inhales into the snare. Hats and shuffles, especially offbeats, nudge those late, 5 to 15 milliseconds late. That's your swagger. That's the laid-back roll that somehow still feels fast. Extra kick around beat 3, try nudging it early, 3 to 10 milliseconds. That's forward motion. It pushes the bar onward. And here's the rule of thumb to remember. Early ghosts create urgency. Late hats create swagger. Slight late snare creates heaviness. Now, extra coach note, use a timing budget. At 172 BPM you can push pretty far before it becomes an obvious flam, but not on everything. Your anchors, meaning main kick and main snare, should stay within a tight window. Your non-anchors, like hats and ghost fragments, can take the bigger timing moves. If it starts sounding like two drummers arguing, pull the anchors back toward center and keep the motion in the ornaments. Also, micro-timing is easiest to hear when you loop one bar and a slash B constantly. Don't listen through 16 bars while nudging hits. Loop one bar. Change one thing. Twitch back. That's how you learn groove causality, exactly which move creates which feeling. Now step 6. Velocity shaping. Bounce is dynamic. If everything is loud, nothing bounces. Open the velocity lane. Set your backbeat snares loud. Think 110 up to 127. Kicks can live around 95 to 120, depending on your samples and mix. Ghost snares should be felt more than heard, around 20 to 55. Little fill hits, 45 to 80, varied. Hats, anywhere from 35 to 90, but with intentional accents. Give the listener little anchors in the high end too, not just an even spray. Teacher tip, don't just randomize velocities. Draw a shape. Decide where the bar leans forward and where it relaxes. That shape is part of the bounce. Now step 7. Layering for punch without killing funk. This is where a lot of people accidentally flatten their groove, because they reinforce every single hit, and suddenly the break stops being the engine and becomes just texture. On the kick and snare reinforcement MIDI track, build a drum rock with a clean short kick and a clean short snare. Program only the anchors. That means kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. That's it for the reinforcement layer, at least at first. Now put a simple stock chain after it. Saturator with drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. Then glue compressor, light, attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction around 1 to 2 dB. This is glue, not punishment. On your break main audio track, process in a way that keeps it alive. EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub or your reinforcement kick. If the top is harsh, a gentle high shelf down 1 to 3 dB above 10K. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 20% depending on the break. French low, maybe 0 to 10. Boom usually off or very low for Dean and B, because you're controlling low end elsewhere. Then utility for width, maybe 90 to 120%, but don't go crazy. The key concept, the reinforcement gives punch, the break gives bounce. And one more crucial thing, decide your flams. If your clean snare and break snare hit at slightly different times, it can be cool. It can add attitude, but it has to be intentional. Either stack them exactly, so it reads like one snare, or separate them by a few milliseconds on purpose so it reads like a flam. Unintentional flams are one of the main reasons layered jungle drums feel messy. Now step 8. Build the jungle air layer. Duplicate your break onto the break tops or texture track. Now EQ it to mostly high end. High pass it somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz so you're keeping the air and leaving the body behind. Optionally add an auto filter high pass with a touch of resonance just to give it movement, or a very subtle redux for old school grit, but keep it light. Then do a really important move. Nudge this tops layer slightly late. 5 to 12 milliseconds late is a good starting range. This is that psychoacoustic lift. Your transient still hit, but the wash of the cymbals and air leans back, and suddenly the groove feels wider and more expensive without getting muddy. Advanced timing contrast trick. Keep short percussive ticks slightly early, while longer noisy elements like rides or the air layer sit late. Urgency plus width. That's the magic combo. Now step 9. Arrangement. Because Jungle Bounce isn't just inside one bar. It's inside how the loop talks over 16 bars. Build a 16-bar drum narrative. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Minimal edits. Let the listener lock in. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce one signature gesture. Maybe swap one slice, add a tiny ghost, or remove one kick. Small moves, big payoff. Bars 9 to 12, add a tension layer. Maybe a ride pattern, or a little extra hat, or a quick snare retrigger moment. And for retriggers, here's a pro move. Don't rely on a perfect 1/32 grid. Duplicate a slice 2 or 3 times, manually space them slightly unevenly, and taper the velocities downward. That unevenness reads like classic panic roll, not modern programmed perfection. Bars 13 to 16. Payoff via subtraction. Try a micro breakdown. Remove the main snare for half a beat right before it would hit, then slam it back. Jungle loves tiny absences. That negative space makes the return hit feel huge. Workflow tip. Duplicate clips and make A and B versions. Alternate them in arrangement view. Micro differences are the whole style. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't over-quantize. Gridlocked everything kills the push-pull conversation. Don't expect one groove pool preset to fix it. Groove pool is helpful, but Jungle Bounce is selective timing, not global shuffle. Don't make ghosts too loud. Ghosts are suggestions. Don't reinforce every break hit with clean drums. Reinforce anchors only, or you turn funk into a flat wall. And watch warping artifacts. Bad warp is dead bounce. If you hear smearing, revisit warp mode, transient markers, and envelope. Now a couple pro tips if you want it darker and heavier. If you want a snare to feel heavier, try dragging it a few milliseconds late before you reach for EQ. Timing can weigh more than tone. For parallel distortion on the break, create a return track, put saturator on it with drive around 8 to 15 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 high pass at 200 Hz to keep low end clean. Add a compressor if needed. Send your break into that return somewhere around minus 15 to minus 8 dB. Blend until it feels menacing, not crispy. To keep dark roll from feeling too fast, control the top end. This audio version is shortened for playback.